Okay, so the mitzvot that appear in this week's parsha, we're mostly, I think, familiar with. The Aseret HaDibrot are, as things go, famous. A famous part of the Torah. But the truth is that because the mitzvot there are so famous, and we know them so well, we don't always think about their implications, and we really misthink about them. So I just want to, focus on one mitzvah that we all know, but I think we all misunderstand in a fundamental way, and that's the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. We have this tendency to think of Kibud Av V'Em primarily as a mitzvah we teach kids in school when we want them to, when we want our kids to listen to us, right? That Kibud Av V'Em means listen to what your parents say. But the truth is that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and whether it even includes obeying your parents, is an open question. The classic cases given in the Gemara do not include obeying, neither in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em nor in the mitzvah of Mora. Not in the mitzvah of fearing and not in the mitzvah of honoring. It may be subsumed under the category of not contradicting them. The Rashba, the Ramban, and the Gra suggest that maybe it's an extension, maybe it's Ratzon HaTorah, it's the desire of the Torah, but it's not explicit anywhere. So that which we think of the paradigm of Kibud Av V'Em is actually not mentioned in the list of either mitzvah that's related with honoring our parents. What is mentioned? So the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in Kiddushin tells you that Mora, right, fear is not lo omid b'mkomo, lo yoshev b'mkomo, not standing in your parents' place, sitting in their place, lo sosir tzvarav, not contradicting them, lo machriyo, not thinking that you are necessary to agree with their opinion, and kibud, an honor, is machil, mashke, malbish, mechasa, machnes, umotzi, is feeding them, giving them something to drink, bringing them in, out, escorting them and the like. And we have, even when we read that list, we have in mind a kid who so nicely helps, serve at the Shabbos table or something like that. And we tend to think the older we get, the more we have our own families, kids or grandkids, so now Kibud Av V'Em is less relevant to us. We're the parents or the grandparents. And the fact that we still have to be mechabed our parents, that's like, that's secondary to our responsibility to our own families. But the truth is, when you actually look at the list carefully, Kibud Av V'Em, Mora, right, fearing your parents, right, not sitting in their seat, things like that, right, not contradicting them, that we interact with on a more day-to-day basis, when we're little kids and we live at home with our parents. But the classic list of Kibud Av V'Em, of feeding them, giving them to drink, escorting them, right, that's really a mitzvah which, if you think about it, is primarily the so-called sandwich generation. Right? These people are actually older, have families of their own, and their parents are on in years and are maybe not so well and need to be driven to shul or need help eating or drinking or whatever the case may be. Right? The classic list of Kibud Av V'Em is specifically the types of things you tend to do with your parents as they get significantly older. And usually when you have responsibilities towards your family, kids, and maybe even grandkids. And I think one of the things you have to think about halachically in Kibud Av V'Em, right? No chiddush here. But if you actually just read the list in the Gemara of what does it mean to honor your parents, respect your parents, it's not the way we think that the primary mitzvah is for little kids at home listening to their parents. That's maybe the mitzvah of Mora. Right, sure, if you're living at home every day, it's very easy to get into a fight and contradict your parents, right? A teenager will get into that all the time. Yes, the mitzvahs of Mora practically face younger people who live at home more often. It doesn't stop, but it's more often when you live at home. But the mitzvah of Kibud, we have to realize, is not just even a mitzvah on older people. It's primarily a mitzvah on adults whose parents are, in their whatever age your parents become at the point that they aren't able to do these basic things for themselves, that's when the primary mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em kicks in. And I think specifically because this mitzvah is so well known, so obvious to us, and we learn it from such a young age, we never take the opportunity to revisit it and realize that what we end up facing when we get, older is not, in addition to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, it is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. You grow into it. It's just that we're no longer in school for people to tell us that. So sometimes it's, It's our responsibility to go back to those same mitzvot and realize that certain dimensions of them we never thought about were perhaps the primary mitzvah, and to recommit ourselves to fulfilling the basic halacha that are found in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that we've never gotten an opportunity to fulfill before now.